Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Northfield Shares, a community foundation centered on philanthropy, volunteerism, and collaborative leadership, announced that the Angus Seth Rind Restoration Fund has become the organization's first $1 million fund. The growth was due in large part to a generous additional contribution from Don Nelson, who established the Endowed Donor Advised Fund in 2016. Executive Director Mike Krantz said Don had a vision for his philanthropic and environmental legacies that included native prairie restoration and land stewardship. In establishing the fund, Nelson worked with the Minnesota DNR and Northfield Shares to sell the farm to the DNR. He then donated the proceeds to Northfield Shares to create the endowment, which will support restoration, research, and education activities for years to come. Full details are on KYMNradio.net. The Northfield School District continues to study their facilities plan, now with a 35-member group representing a cross-section of stakeholders, including agriculture, business, parents, working professionals, and a student, those who voted for the referendum and those who voted against. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hellman said the group met for the first of three planned meetings.
We had a great discussion looking backward, reflecting upon the plan that was presented in November, asking them what were things that resonated with them and their fellow voters, what were things that they think were misunderstood, and then finally, what were deal breakers.
The second meeting was about looking ahead, and the final meeting is tonight. Hillman's looking for recommendations.
And that could range from don't do anything right now and go back and relook at the plan to saying, you know what, this part of your previous plan was really good and we suggest you go for this particular part of it.
Or anything in between. Hillman's been impressed with the process so far. We'll be hearing more from him coming up. The community of Elko Newmarket was recently named the safest city in Minnesota and is now designated as a top 10 safest city in America. That's according to Safewise, a home security company that uses FBI crime reports to compare rates of violent crimes and property crimes. Elko Newmarket has 4,800 residents and reported no violent crimes and just 2.7 property crimes per 1,000 people. Their overall crime rate dropped by 15% between 2015 and 16. The small town is the only Minnesota city named on the list and came in at number 8 overall. City leaders attribute the ranking to community-oriented policing and vigilant residents who call police if things are amiss. In fact, local police officers are so popular, they're invited to children's birthday parties and neighborhood cook-offs. They'll also leave notes for residents who forget to close their garage doors at night. And because of high winds predicted, some dry vegetation, and a low relative humidity forecast, the Minnesota DNR and Sheriff's Office is recommending no open burning other than recreational fires. Therefore, all burning permits issued in Rice County are hereby suspended on the authority of the Rice County Sheriff until further notice. Only recreational campfires and grilling are allowed. Sheriff Troy Dunn encourages using extreme caution and good judgment. News from around the state is next.